Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. Today we're going to be learning the sugya of Shomea Ka'ona and here in Sipri Yetzis Mitzrayim and related topics. This should be a schus for Refuah Shleima for Ha'isha Chaya Sara Bas Golda Rivka B'soch Sha'ar Choli Yisrael Shishar Refuah Hanfish Refuah Haguf and the Bracha B'Atzlacha for Lavi Zev Ben Yehudis. This is based on a shir given by the Rishon LeZion. He's still called the Rishon LeZion, even though he's no longer the chief rabbi of Israel. And we're talking about none other than the light of our generation, Rabbi Avadi Yosef. This is a shir he gave in a kenes, in a gathering of Bnei Torah, a big Sephardi gathering, on the 8th of Nisan, in the year Tavshin Samaches, 2 years ago. We know that it's a very chashuv mitzvah on the Lil Seder of V'igadata Lebincha, L'mantasapir, Bosnei Bincha, Ven Bincha, tell your children about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's very, very important, very, very fundamental. That's what Leil HaSeder is all about. Now, we also know that there's a mitzvah every night. Aman tizkor tziyom tzeitzcha meir tzayim kol me yimechayecha. Yimechayecha yam kol yimechayecha halelos. That all the days of our life there's a mitzvah to have us curse Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as I pass into Rambam in the Erech Perek of Hilchos Kriyas Shema and Halacha Gimel, that there's a mitzvah every day and every night to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, Manishtana Halayla Zemikola Laylos, why is Leil Seder different than the rest of the year? All year long there's a mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is the mitzvah on Leil Seder different? This has been discussed by many. The Brisker answers are very famous, but we're going to mention the answer of the Prima Gadim and the Psicha Kolelos, the Hilchos Kriyas Shema Oz Dalet. He says as follows. It says in the Gemara in Megillah, Zechori Tzasher Asolucha Amolek. The Gemara Darshans in Meseches Megillah, there's a pasuk in Dvarim Yochav Hey Yod Zayin. Remember what Amalek did to you. So the Gemara Darshans in Megillah is Zachor B'peh or B'leiv. When it says Timches Zechar Amalek, so Shichas Halev is mentioned already in Losishkach. Timches Zechar Amalek Losishkach. So the Losishkach tells you that you're not allowed to forget in your heart. So what is the Zachor? The Zachor is B'peh. So there it says Zachar and also Lo Sishkach. And therefore the Gemara darshins that we have a special tzivui to be Zocher B'peh and read in the Torah about the Mice of Amalek because of the extra Lo Sishkach. So it's only Zachar is only B'peh because Lo Sishkach is B'leiv. Don't forget in your heart. And therefore Zachar is B'peh. But in Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim every night, which is learned from the Pasuk of the Mount Tizkor, Siyam Tzeschom, Meretz Mitzrayim, there it doesn't say Lo Sishkach. It only says a Lashon of Tizkor. And therefore, even Behirher, B'machshava, Yer Yotzi Yedechov, it only says Lo Sishkach, it doesn't say Tizkor. And Tishkach is Beleit, Lo Sishkach means don't forget in your heart. It doesn't say Lo Sishkach, it only says Tizkor. It says Laman Tizkor, Asim Tizkham, Eretz Asim Kol Yimechayecha. It only says Elashin of Zechira, and Zechira is. Since there's no Lo Sishkach to go along with it, Zechira can even be Beleiv. What does the Gemara in Megillah say that we need to mention it B'peh when you have both Lo Sishkach and Zachar? So the Lo Sishkach is Beleiv and the Zachar is B'peh. However, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says the Prima Gadim, where you only have Laman Tizkor, you only have this Lashon of Zechira, but without the Lo Sishkach, Memela, there's no extra Pasuk to tell you Leiv and Peh. That's when you have two Psukim, when you have Lo Sishkach and Zachar. But Zachar standing alone means Beleiv. When does Zachar mean B'peh? When you have it with the Lo Sishkach. Lo Sishkach is Beleiv, and Tizkor is B'peh. But when you don't have the Lo Sishkach, all you have is the Tizkor is going to be Beleiv. So that's the rest of the year. Suck the Prima Gadim the rest of the year, you can say, Tzibrit Tzias Mitzrayim, Beleiv. However, on Leil Pesach, there's a special pasuk of V'higadat al Bincha, that you have to say it verbally. L'mat Tesaper Bozne Bincha, B'peh. You have to Mesaper B'peh. How can you be misaper to your child in Hirur HaLev? So that's the chiddush of Leil Pesach over the rest of the year. The rest of the year, you can be Zocher B'Lev. And on Leil Pesach, it has to be B'Peh. And L'Chor, we have a smach for the Prima Gadim from the Rambam. The Rambam says, when he's talking about Kriyat Shema, that Tzarech L'Hashma L'Azno Kishu Kore, V'im Lo Hishmi L'Azno Yatza, you have to make heard to your ears when you read, and if you didn't make it heard to your ears, then, nevertheless, you are Yotzei. And the Kesef Mishnah brings Rabbeinu Manoach, who explains when the Rambam says, Tzarech L'Hashmi'el Ozno, he means that you have to say it verbally. You have to verbalize Kriyat Shema, And therefore at the end when he says, and if you v'im lo shmi alazno, means if you didn't verbalize it, you're yotze. So you see that the Rambam holds that b'di'evid you're yotze even if you don't verbalize Kriya Shema. And we know that we mention Yitzis Mitzrayim in the context of Kriya Shema. At the end of Kriya Shema we say, Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiti Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. So just like the Rambam would hold that you don't have to verbalize Kriya Shema, you're yotze b'di'evid if you don't verbalize Kriya Shema, if you just say b'lev, so too Yitzis Mitzrayim, you'd be yotze the rest of the year if you only say it b'lev and not b'peh. That's the Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim says the chiluk is the rest of the year Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be, is allowed to be b'lev, and on Leil Pesach Yitzias Mitzrayim must be b'peh. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Yud Gimel argues with the Halakha of Prima Gadim, and he holds that whenever it says in the Torah Lashon Zechira, it means that one has to verbalize it Lizkor b'peh, because you learn a Binyan Av from Amalek. Amalek is the prototype case, the model case. And just like by Amalek, Zachor means Bepeh, so too, and we know there it means Bepeh because it says Lo Sishkach, but that teaches us Binyan Av to the rest of the Torah, whenever it says Zachor, it means Bepeh. And the Rashash agrees with the Shagas Aryeh, and he's Medayik from Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Maskiri in Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos, and it doesn't say Zochrin. So therefore, the Maskirin means Bepeh. So here you have it, sweetest friends, you have Machlokas Achronim between the Shagas Aryeh and the Rashash who hold that Hazkaras Tzias Mitzrayim the rest of the year must be b'peh, and then you have on the other side the Prima Gadim who says that the rest of the year it can be b'lev. The Rav Ovadia asks on the Shagas Aryeh from the Taras Kohanim. It says there in the Medrash, the Medrash makes three drushes. It says about Mamalek that it says Zachar and Lo Sishkach, that the Zachar is the peh and the Lo Sishkach is b'lev. Because Lo Sishkach, if Zachar was Belev, then what's the Lo Sishkach for? So Lo Sishkach is Belev, and the Zachar is Bepeh. Then it says the same thing about remembering. Zachor al Tishkach, Eis Asher Ktzav Tashem Lokecha B'Midbar. Remember, don't forget that you made God angry in the Midbar. There again we learn, Lo Sishkach is Belev, Zachar is Bepeh. And the Torah's Kohanim says another Pasuk, Zachor Asher Meshabbos Lekacho, Zachar is Bepeh. And then Shamar Siyam Shabbos Lekacho, the Shmira is Balev. So you have three Psukim, and we have a rule in Maseches Kedushin that Shlosh Ksuv Ma'abayim Ke'echad Ein Malamdin. So we have three Psukim are telling you the same thing, Ein Malamdin. So how does the Shagas Aryeh want to learn from Zachor that's written by Amalek Abinyan Av for every Zechira that's said in the Torah that it has to be Bepeh? And so to Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have Shlosh Ksuv Ma'abayim Ke'echad and Ein Malamdin. And therefore here is a smach. So you can't learn from these three psukim because you have three psukim telling you the same thing. You can't learn from there. So here we have a smach for the and because all these three psukim are telling you Zachar means Bepeh. So this would be a raya for the Prima Gadim that where in our case by Hazkaras Yitzias Mitzrayim it could be even Belev because of the psukim. We have three psukim to tell you that it's Bepeh, and once you have three psukim, Shalosh Ksuv Ma'abayim Ke'echad Ein Malamdim. I'm not so sure this is such a compelling question because the you don't learn if you make a special drasha. If you make a drasha from three psukim, you have a limud from three psukim, so ein malamdim. But here it's more of a gilui milsa. Here it's just telling you, it's defining the word. It's telling you from these, the Shagas Aryeh is learning, it's not from these three psukim, you see that the word zechira means bepeh. That's the definition of the word zechira. We had a shir, which I refer you to, and zechira samalek, where there we said pashup shat, that the zechira, the word lizkor means bepeh. In the Torah, when it says zochar, it means bepeh. What do you need? Lo Sishkach is what's it telling you about the lev? And the answer is that in these mitzvahs, the ikur is belev. The mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, the ikur is belev, and the peh is to be machnis to the lev. Whereas in the Hazkaras Yitzias Mitzrayim, there where it only says Zechir and there's no Lo Sishkach, there it's just peh, and there's no lev. But we have a gilui that Zachor means bepeh, so it's not Shol Shem Ksuv Ma'abayim Ke'echad Ein Malamdim. Ravad Yosef, I'm sure, thought of this and thought of many other answers. He says, Yesh Ktsas Lahakshos. So, and the difference, as we said in that shir, between the Iker Zechira being belev and Iker Zechira being bepeh, is that if it's bepeh, then you have to speak it out. You have to fully flesh out what you want to say. But if, and that's as Karsi Sias Mitzrayim, there it's only bepeh. But if the Iker misses belev, you can even say a few words, you can be meramis to it. The Iker is that it should go to your lev, a little bit bepeh, but the Iker is that it should be in your lev. In any event, that's the machlokas achronim we have in Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim every night. Is do you need dibur or is it enough to have hirur? Shagas Aryeh and Rashash dibur prima gadim. It's enough behirur. If you hold enough behirur, that'd be a chiluk between the rest of the year and Leil Pesach, because Leil Pesach is bevade bedibur v'gadat alabincha. But l'maisa we have another shayla. What about on Leil Pesach that where you, it's not enough to have hirur? What about shomea ka'one? What about shomea ka'one? What about you have a three generations at the table, the Zaydi, the son, and the grandchildren. So the Zaydi is saying over the Haggadah, and the grandchildren are listening. So the father has a chiv to tell his children, we got it to the bincha. So is he yotze midin shomea ke'one? Can it be as if he is listening to, when by listening to his father, to the grandfather, it's as if he's saying it himself, and therefore he'll be yotze the mitzvah if he got it to the bincha. So we always have in the Torah a mitzvah shomea ka'one. The Gemara in Sukkah Lamaches Amid Beis learns how do we know shomea ka'one? Because it says that Shafan read the Sefer Torah in front of the Melech Yoshio, and then later on the pasuk says that the king of Judah Yoshio read the Sefer. The Gemara says, did Yoshio read the Sefer? No, he heard it. From here you see that shomea ka'one. So this Yisod of Shemek On is always correct, except an exception to the rule is Kriyas Sefer Torah. There's a special din. And even though the Chazan's reading, the person going up to the Torah still has to read himself. And if not, it's like a Bracha Levatala. Very chomer. When you get up there and you get an Aliyah, you have to read the Torah. And the Mefarshim explained that was the Takanas Chachamim, that you're not Yotzei Shomea Keone. And because you're making a bracha. And the only time there's a bracha b'tzibor and birchas haTorah is when you're actually reading it verbally. The people who are listening, so they were yotzei, and the people in the crowd and the tzibor, they were yotzei with their birchas haTorah in the morning. But a person who's getting up and mamish making a birchas haTorah, there's a special takani, he has to read it b'peh, and it's not enough, midin shomea ka'one. But normally we have a klal of shomea ka'one, and the question is about Leil HaSeder. When we have Leil HaSeder, the mitzvah of v'gadat al-bincha, can you be yotzei, midin shomea ka'one? So l'chora, why not? Why not? It's not to hear her. We said it has to be amira, but this shomea ka'one means when you hear it, it's like you're saying it. So memela could very well be that you are yotze. However, the sefer Zera Emes in the author of the sefer Zera Emes and the sefer Shevach Pesach and Dine Magid Os Beis says it's not true. Then normally you have a din of shomea ka'one, but Leil Pesach there's no din. You have to say it out. You have to verbalize it yourself. And there's no, the lumbus of Shomei Kona doesn't work. Your son has to actually hear you saying it. That's his chiddush. However, l'chora, we have a Gemara against the Zera Emes. The Zera Emes wants to say that there's no Shomei Kona in the mitzvah of Yigadat al-Bincha, and the father actually has to actually say it himself. However, the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, and this is the stira to his shita, and Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, that Rav Acher Bar Yankiv says that a suma is potter from the mitzvah of Haggadah. As it says, ba'avur zeh. What does it mean, ba'avur zeh? That you have to see it in front of you. You have to see the matzah. And therefore, a blind person, suma is potter from Haggadah, because he can't say ba'avur zeh. It says, by ben sora mora, b'neinu zeh, sora mora. The lashon of zeh. So, zeh means you can see it. You have to be able to see the kid. If the parents are blind, there's no ben sora mora. So here also, you have to see. So then the Gemara asked in Rav Acha that Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were blind. They said the Haggadah in their homes. So you see that Asumas Chayav. That's the Gemara's Raya. Look, how can you say Asumas Pater? Asumas Chayav, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were blind and they read the Haggadah. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Even if you say they're Pater, why can't they just say the Haggadah? So the Rashbam explains that the Kasha is that since they're blind and they're not the Mechuyav, according to Rav Acha, how were they yotzei, their household members, their chova? Somebody who's not mechuyev b'davar cannot be motzi other people yidei chovasam. So how, if they were suman and they were pater, how are they motzi their family members? So here we see that somebody who's not a suma, everybody agrees that when he says the Haggadah, other people can be yotzei. So there is a din of shomea ka'one. In other words, the Rashbam says the kasha is, how are they motzi the other people in the home? Midin. Shomea ka'one. They themselves weren't chayav, so let's say they had their children at the Seder, Sheis and Rav Yosef, and they were yotzei their children, saying the Haggadah to their grandchildren. What about shomea ka'one? They're blind and they're not chayav, so if they're not chayav, we know that somebody's not chayav, can't be motzi somebody else midin shomea ka'one. That's the Gemara's Kasha. But you see from the Gemara's Kasha, according to the Rashbam, that there is such a concept of Shemei HaKohen by Lel Seder. And therefore, they by Mitzvah Svigat to Labincha. And it just doesn't apply to Rav Shesh and Rav Yosef because they were blind. But there is a concept of Shemei HaKohen. So that's a stira to the Zera Emes. So in the Sefer Yishrei Lev of Hagon Rabbi David Chazan, he's Doicha the Raya because he learns the Gemara differently. He says the Gemara's Kasha and Rav Acher Bar Yankiv is based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says if you're putter and you do something, you're called a Hedyot. So therefore the Gemara's Kasha and Rav Acher Bar Yankiv is you, Rav Acher Bar Yankiv, say Sumas putter. How can that be? Rav Sheshim Yosef read the Haggadah and they wouldn't have read it unless they were Chayiv. Because somebody who's putter and does something is called a Hedyot. Hedyot is an idiot, a simpleton, not such a smart guy. So it can't be that you're correct. So therefore, if you explain the Gemara this way, it's not a kasha on the Zera Emes. The Zera Emes says there's no din of Shemei HaKohen. The Gemara is not asking mitzad Shemei HaKohen. The Gemara is asking mitzad kolo patur min adar v'vo seyu nikra hedyot. And therefore, that removes the question against the Zera Emes. The Gemara is not even talking about being motzi midin Shemei HaKohen. However, first of all, it's not like the Rashba. So, therefore, it's difficult to say your own chidushim when you're saying not like the Rishonim to protect the Zera Emes. Also, he missed out on a Ramban. The Ramban says in Kedushan of the Flamet Aleph, there, Rav Yosef says, in other words, now we're going to ask on the Yishrei Lev, you, the Yishrei Lev, you're also, besides being Nistar by the Rashbam, Oifin Orit, over there in Psachim, you're also missing out on Ramban and Meseches Kedushan. Ramban and Meseches Kedushan on the Flamet Aleph says that the Gemara says first that Rav Yosef says that anybody who tells me that Allah is like Rav Yehuda, that's sumas pater mikol mitzvahs, I'll make a yantif. Because he says, I do the mitzvahs even though I'm pater, so I'm gevaldik and I get a lot of schar. And then afterwards, Rabbi Yosef changed his mind and he says, no, but I heard what Rabbi Chanina said. Rabbi Chanina said, gadol ha-mitzvah v'yoseh, yoseh mishenu mitzvah v'yoseh. And therefore, since mitzvah v'yoseh is greater, somebody tells me that Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that sumas pater min ha-mitzvahs, I'll make a party for him and for the rabbis. Because gadol mitzvah, in other words, originally he was happy that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that assumes pater, because this way he'll be doing mitzvahs even though he's not chayiv. But then when he heard that it's better to be chayiv than it is to be pater, because gadol hamitzuvos and mishein hamitzuvos, he said it's better for me if I were chayiv. Somebody tells me the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda that assumes not pater min hamitzvahs, I'll make a party. So Frek the Ramban, had a Rabbi Yosef originally think that if the halacha that assumes pater min hamitzvahs, he's going to make a yanta for the rabbis. Since he does, even though he's not commanded, what about the Yerushalmi, that if you're putter from something, you do it, you're called a hedyot. So how would Rav Yosef do the mitzvahs and think he's getting so much schar when Adarabba, by doing it, he's called stupid? What are you keeping the mitzvahs for? Kol ha-putter min adar v'voseyu nikra hedyot. So what's the havamina of Rav Yosef to think that it's so gevaldik that if sum would be putter min ha-mitzvahs and he's doing them anyway, he's not allowed to do them? So explains the Ramban that the Torah, What the Yerushalmi means is that if you're talking about a mitzvah that the Torah never commanded and he does it anyway, he's called a hedyot. But if you a mitzvah that the Torah commanded, and just they patered certain people, so there the halacha is, you're allowed to do it. When does the Gemara say that you shouldn't do the mitzvah when nobody's commanded? Then you're patered and you do it. You're called a hedyot. But when some people are commanded, like you see, it's the Ratzon Hashem. You see, it's the Ratzon Hashem that men should do something. So if a woman goes ahead and does it, even though she's not chayiv, she takes Arba Minim, even though she's not chayiv, so there she's not called a hedyot. She's doing something gevaldik, because we see that that's the Ratzon Hashem. He just gave a special p'tur, not to make it too hard for the ladies. But etzem, that's the Ratzon Hashem. Such a person is not called a hedyot. So therefore, a summa who keeps mitzvahs, even if you hold that summas are putter, but a summa is allowed to keep mitzvahs because other people are chayiv. That's the Ramban. And therefore, you can't say that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha is, how can Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef have read the Agada? They're putter and they're doing it. They're called hedyots. No, since other people are chayiv, so they're not called hedyots for doing it. So what taka must the Gemara's kasha be? The Gemara's kasha must be like the Rashbam. Again, this is all if we accept the Ramban. But the kasha must be like the Rashbam. How are they being motzi if they were sumas and putter? How are they being motzi other people midin shomei ka'one? Because sumas can't be motzi midin shomei ka'one. Mashim, a regular person, the Gemara is assuming, is motzi in shomei ka'one. And therefore, from here, the Gemara proved that a suma must really be chayiv. And that's how he's motzi others in shomei ka'one. So now that we're ready on this topic, we move now to So now we have, again, some svara then, there would be Shomei Ka'one at the Seder, not like the Zera Emes. Now, we move on to the din of Hirur. Is Hirur Kedibur Dami or Lav Kedibur Dami? And you think, is it like saying or not? And this is Taka Machlokas between Rev Chizda and Ravina. Rev Chizda holds Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami, Ravina holds Hirur Kedibur Dami. So we can ask a kasha in Ravina who holds Hirur Kedibur Dami. And the kasha is from Mishnah Meseches Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. There it says, HaKol K'sharim Likras HaMegillah. Everybody's kasha to read the Megillah, except for a Cheresh, a Shote, and a Katan. We have three exceptions to the rule. Everybody's kosher to read the Megillah except for a Cheresh, Shote, and a Kotten. If I hear Megillah from a Cheresh, Shote, a Kotten, I'm not Yotze. So the Kasha now, Mikant Estara Kushi al Ravina. You Ravina hold here a Kedibur Dami. I don't understand. When a Cheresh, a Shote, a Kotten reads me the Megillah, you're right, I'm not Yotze. I was listening to them. But self, when I heard it, I also thought about it. So it's as if I read it myself. So you're right, the Shmir was Mechayre Shayt of a Kotten. Besofer Shal Dover, when he heard, he was also Maharer. So therefore, since he was Maharer, he should be Yotzeh, because here is Kedibur Dami, as if he read it himself. So why did the Mishnah, there's a Machokas Amarayim, here is Kedibur Dami. Why did the Mishnah say that if somebody hears from Mechayre Shayt of a Kotten, he's not Yotzeh? So if he was Maharer, and the hearer is Kedibur. And therefore, he should be Yotzeh, Yidei Chovaso, when he hears from Mechayre Shayt of a Kotten, not Midin hearing from them, but Midin hearer. Because you're right, they can't be motzim, but at least he was thinking about it, and here a kedibur dami. But the answer is very, very yisodistic ateretz. And that is that even the man domer here a kedibur dami is moide, that if you hear Megillah from a chayre shoyt of a katan, you're not yotze. Why? Let's explain. There are really two dinim here involved. Number one is the din of Shomei Ka'one. Shomei Ka'one means that when I hear from somebody else, I'm getting all of his dinim. So if I hear somebody reading to me the Megillah, it's as if I am the person reading the Megillah. That's Shomei Ka'one. When somebody makes Kiddush for me, so I get Torah's Oiso Koyre Omer HaKiddush. So he's standing there holding the Kol Shel Kiddush, and it's as if I'm standing and holding the Kol Shel Kiddush and saying Kiddush. I get the dinim of the person who's being motzi me, midin Shomei Ka'one. Let's say a person hears from a Cheresh Shel Tevekadon. Can we give him a din of Shomei Ka'one? No, because Shomei Ka'one is only if somebody can be motzi in Shomei Ka'one. He has to be chayiv himself in order to have a din of Shomei Ka'one. What was the kasha? The kasha was, say that hearer is kedibur dami. You're right, hearer is kedibur dami. But we're talking about a person who doesn't have a Megillah in front of him. And if he doesn't have a Megillah in front of him, then he's maharher without a Megillah. So the dinim of the Cheresh Shote V'Kotten are actually reading, he's not getting, because they can't be motzi him. Not Shayach Shomei Ka'one. So if normally when I hear, it's as if I'm reading from a Kasher Megillah, because the reader's hearing from a Kasher Megillah. So it's as if I'm the reader reading from the Kasher Megillah. But if I hear from a Cheresh Shote V'Kotten, so I can't say that I'm him. He can't be motzi me. I don't get his dinim. There's no Shomei Ka'one. What's left? Hehor Kedibur Dami. The Seder, so I'm a higher in the Megillah. Every word he reads, I'm thinking about. But I don't have a kosher Megillah in front of me. So I'm reading without a Megillah. And Kar Al Peh, if I read it out loud, lo yatsa. Certainly if I'm a higher, lo yatsa. If there's no Megillah in front of me. So that's why I can't say Akasha and Ravina holds here a Kedibur Dami. Because the person doesn't have, we're talking about somebody who doesn't have a Megillah in front of him. If he doesn't have a Megillah in front of him, then Avada, he can't be Yotze Midin here a Kedibur. Because you're right, the Seder, he's saying it. But he's saying it without a Megillah, and you can't read it Baal Peh. Your hearer is like you're being medaber Baal Peh. So Gaitnish doesn't work, doesn't go. Whereas if you would be talking about a din of Shomei Ka'one, there you have the dinim of the person who's doing it for you. And that's, I think that this relates to a famous Chakira. This is really the Chakira of Shomei Ka'one. The what's Pshat in Shomei Ka'one? Shomei Ka'one Pshat, that when he says something, it's as if I'm answering. The words that the Chazan is saying, I'm saying. The words that a person is listening to saying, I'm saying. Or is the Pshat that I'm Yotze B'Shmiya? It's not like I'm saying the words. The Shomei is Ki'one. It's like I'm answering. Meaning just like if I would answer, I would be Yotze. So too when I listen, I'm Yotze. Just like if I would say the words, I'd be Yotze. So too I'm Yotze. But what's being Yotze? My ears. But here you have a third way. And by the way, that would seem to be a machlokes, as many of the Achronim bring down in Rishonim. What's the halacha if a person's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he hears Kaddish? So should he stop and have in mind to be Yotzei Shomei Kohen with what the Chazan says? And machlokes, some Rishonim say yes, machlokes Rashi Tosfos. One opinion is that yeah, he should stop, listen to Shomei Kohen, and the other opinion is that no, he shouldn't say do Shomei Kohen. It's a hefsek. What's the machlokes? Machlokes is how you learn Shomei Kohen. If it's mamish dibur, so then how can I stop and listen to Shomei Kohen if it's as if I'm being medaber? So that's a hefsek for me. But if it's shmiya, if I'm being Yotzei with my ears, then it's not a problem. Because it's not a hefsek. What goes into my ears isn't a hefsek. What comes out of my mouth is a hefsek. So if we consider it conceptually as if I'm speaking, it's a hefsek. So I can't do it. I can't stop in the middle of my Shemoneh Esrei and speak other words, speak the Kedusha. I can't speak Kedusha in the middle of my Shemoneh Esrei. But if it's a din in my ears, then I can stop and listen and be Yotzei Shomei Kohen, because it's my ears are being Yotzei, not my mouth. But if it's my mouth, if it's as if the words he's saying, I'm saying, that's a hefsek for me. That I can't do. However, there's a third possibility. And that is, that's what seemed to me, that this is what we see here. We see that it's like Hitzdarfus HaShomeo Mashmiya. That I think that's also the Lashon of the Chazon Ish, even though I saw it a very, very long time ago. I don't remember. We have another shir actually on Shomei Kohen, which we gave many years ago, so you can listen to that. I just don't remember what I said. In any event, here, it's not pshat that I'm Yotzei because I'm saying it. And it's not pshat I'm Yotzei because I'm hearing it. The pshat is that I'm Yotzei because I get the mouth of the person saying it. And that explains how, even though I'm not holding a Kiddush cup, I'm still Yotzei Kiddush. And I'm doing a perfectly good Kiddush because not only, because I become the person making Kiddush. That's my Shomei Kohen. I get all of his dinim. So it's not that it's coming out of my mouth. It's that it's coming out of his mouth on behalf of me. Hitzdarfus Shomeo Mashmiya. So, Morbi Rabbi Shlita, the Tolna Rebbe, had a chakira when he was a young man. He asked the following. We know that it says in the Gemara in Brachos that you're not allowed to have food in your mouth when you make a bracha. So I'm eating a cookie and I want to have a glass of milk. It doesn't happen very often. I don't think it's happened in the last 20 years. But let's just say, I'm having a cookie and I want to have a glass of milk. So I have some cookie in my mouth. I'm not allowed to make a bracha. Right? Your mouth has to be filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise. And it's not filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise if you have food in there. Beautiful. So what's the din if I want to be Yotzei Shomei Keona? Somebody else will be Motzei Mina Shehakol, and I have food in my mouth. Is that okay? So L'chayra, so the Rebbe said, when he was a young man, he asked the Amshin of a Rebbe that question. The Amshin of a Rebbe chuckled, and he said, it sounds like with a Chakir like that, it sounds like you learn in a literature yeshiva. So Rebbe said, say there, that's the right address, that's where I learned, but Maisa, what's the halacha? Am I allowed to have food in my mouth when somebody else is motzi me? Shomea keone. So if you hold that it's as if my mouth is saying it, so when the other person says it, it's like I'm answering with my mouth, so then I'm not allowed to have food in my mouth. It's not yamale piti lasecha. My mouth isn't filled with God's praises, filled with food. But if the din of shomea keone is that I'm yotzei with my ears, then it could very well be that it's fine, because my mouth doesn't have to be filled with God's praises, because I'm b'chalal not making the bracha with my mouth, I'm making it with my ears. If you hold it's like, now we're saying that it's Hitzdarfus Shomeo Mashmiya, I mean, there's a whole book, Lemaisa, there's 300 pages, that they put out from Otzer HaPoskan on Shomea Ka'one. We don't, Nachalom Mityamrim, we don't claim to be encompassing the entire topic, just a few nuggets. But if you hold that it's that I get the dinim of the person who's saying it for me, like we're saying now, that when somebody reads the Megillah for me, it's as if I'm reading the Megillah. If somebody reads the Megillah for me, it's as if I'm reading the Megillah. What does that mean? It's as if I'm him reading the Megillah. Not just that I'm reading the Megillah. I'm him reading the Megillah. So therefore, if I have somebody else is making a bracha for me, and I have food in my mouth, it's fine. Because which mouth is making the bracha? His mouth. And his mouth doesn't have food. My mouth has food. His mouth doesn't have food. So it's yamale piti lasecha. I get Torah, the person making the bracha, just like when somebody reads the Megillah for me. I'm him. So Memela, when he reads the Megillah, not only am I getting his reading, but I'm getting the fact that the Megillah is in front of me. Akoponim, we see a teretz of the kasha. The kasha is, why in Yotzei here a kedibur when you hear from Chayr Shoy Tevakotin? And the answer is, because you're being Mahar here in the Megillah. You're right, it's kedibur, but it's without a kasha Megillah. You have to have a kasha Megillah in front of you. Mashenka, when you're saying Shomea Kona, there you get the dinam of the person reading for you. Maybe you don't need a kosher Megillah in front of you, as if you have one. The halacha There is a machlekes, whether here is kedibur dami or not. The Rambam and the Smag hold that all brachas, if he says them behirur, he's yotzei dechobaso, even though he doesn't hear what he said, he's still yotzei. He doesn't have to be mashmiya la'azno, he doesn't have to be motzi b'svasov, he could be yotzei b'lev, the Rambam and the Smag. However, most poskim, the Bala Eshkol, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Meiri, all hold that you are not yotzei brachos hira kedibur. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you mahara birchas amazim belibo, you're not yotzei. And you have to go bench again, b'peh. Because here is lav kedibur dami, like most poskim, and not like the Rambam and the Smag. Rabbi Chaim ben Attar in his Sefer Rishon Lezion, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and brachas daf tesvav b'min aleph, he says that the din of birchas amazon is doiraisa. So therefore there, Maran, the Baal Shulchan Aruch, is correct. Because how can you let the person be yotzei if we're talking about a doiraisa of benching? So therefore, since Behira, we're not sure, you have to go back and bench again. Follow most poskim. However, other brachas, says the Or HaChaim, that are only derabbanan, since we paskin, suffik brachas lahakel, and according to the Rambam and the Smag, your yotzei, even when you're mevarach Behira, you shouldn't make another bracha. Because according to the Rambam and the Smag, would be a bracha levatala, and you have to be suffik brachas lahakel, and brachas which are derabbanan. And there's no raya from what the Mechaber says in Uchas Brechas HaMazon, because they were talking about a bracha doiraisa. But other brachas, you made a mizonos, you made a brain of fashis, you made these brachas, but the hearer, you don't go back and make it bepeh, because maybe you're ready yotze, and it would be a possible bracha levatel, that's the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says. However, if Avadia drops a bomb on him, you'll forgive the, I don't want to drop a bomb on the Or HaChaim, I live on Rechov Or HaChaim. But he says, look at the Shulchan Aruch in Uchas Peris in Simon Reish Vav Siv Gimel. There he writes, kol brachas kulam, im hira beliba lo yotze. There he says, black on white, that other brachas as well, you have to be motzi b'svasav. Kol ha-brachas, not only birchas ha-mazon. So how can you say, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that in other brachas, the Mechaber is maskim, that it can be done behirur, when it's not true. He says, all brachas, it's not only din in birchas ha-mazon, all brachas are not yotze if you're a mahar belibo, like most Rishonim, and therefore, lahalacha, hirur is lav, kedibur dami, and we should all be zocha lilmo zolami lishmar v'lasa. So the kaim is called divrei salma toras of avil. We should be zocha to sit at the seder, parents and grandparents and great grandparents, and we should mamish be mischaber back to the earlier doros who are mischaber to the earlier doros all the way back to Yitzis Mitzrayim, and we should be zocha b'kar of mamish that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be golas acharis kireishis ki meitzes chomer to simer enel flows. Amen. Ken yiratzon shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.